Welcome to Bash University Live.
Hey, we're happy to
with
be
Chance
here, man.
Walters and
my partner Rick Fishback.
And Rick here, Fishback. I love that name, Fishback and Chance.
Oh, he's an Ozark ruiner, man. I'm telling you, he's a stick down the Lake of the Ozarks.
Nice. I was doing my best impression of the radio voice that you have naturally.
Thank you.
It's awesome. It's awesome. In addition to super talented graphics and whatnot, but we're going to get into all of that stuff. You know, you represent a company, Crank Wraps, which is the carpenter showed it to me not too long ago. And I'm just amazed at this product and what it can accomplish. It's so fast and so effective. It does such a good job. Mm-hmm. Tell the folks at home exactly what is Crank Wraps and what it does.
You know what? Crank Wraps is an application that I developed. This is how it started. Mm-hmm. I wanted a white crappie crankbait. There was never one out there really that I wanted. And I'm an artist, and I was drawing on them with markers. And wildlife art is what I do. And I switched it over, and my mom and dad have a sign shop, and I started going through different stuff, and I finally got the materials that I wanted, and it wasn't even made out of a sign material. And we have a patent on the application and everything of it, and started to design it and come up with all these patterns. And, you know, we started it back in 2013, and it all just fell into place, man. I wanted that real life look. There's always all those bright colors. When you get in those clear water situations and those pressured bass, I mean, it matters what the bait looks like sometimes. So that's how it started. And my partner, Rick Fishback, I mean, we became really good buddies, and we teamed up, and we made this thing come to life at the Big Bass Bash at Lake of the Ozarks last October. So
okay,
yeah.
Well, let's dive in a little bit. This is Crank Wraps. This isn't an example. And what you do is you're going to take these off of this pallet here, and you're going to they stick. They're an adhesive, and it sticks right to your crankbait, your jerkbait, your spoon. Whatever it may be, you can instantly change colors, change patterns from crawfish to shad to I see Texas red. Awesome designs, custom designs that look amazing, so that you can in real time change the color of the bait. And that's so key when you're dealing with bait forge or trying to match the hatch, or if you're like Brian the Carpenter where you smash your baits into the docks and you chip all the paint off and smash them up, you can quickly get a better finish on the bait right away.
It's a fact. It'll even seal the bait. If the bait's broke, take it on water, get it dried out, put it back on there. It'll seal the bait, actually.
Come on.
Yeah.
You better pull all them back out of the trash can.
That's right. I mean, you're going to throw that or are you going to throw that?
Right. Yeah, I mean,
come on.
In our crawfish patterns, we actually have, you know, there's about 30, 40 patterns that we started with. We picked from a lot of our really close friends that throw a lot of crawl patterns, and we picked our top eight. So, you know, we had to pick you can only have so many. So we have eight crawfish patterns available in the 2.5, 1.5 rock crawler and the wiggle wart and the rock. And then on the baitfish side, we actually have a six-color pack. We have the gizzard shad, our chartreuse shad, then our white crappie, black crappie, sunfish, and bluegill. And, wow. I mean, it just don't get any realer than these things. I mean, I got the best high definition. I learned how to run my Photoshop and Illustrator and everything to design all this stuff, and I did it all myself. I didn't pay anybody to do it. And I think we got the top look out there on a bait.
Man, it's amazing. It's high gloss. The patterns, they're so realistic.
Yeah.
And it looks, you know, it doesn't look like I did it.
Let me put one on for you real quick here.
Yeah,
for fun.
How's that?
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, this looks so tight. It looks like this came right out of the paint shop.
So
it came right out of the mold.
There's nothing wrong with that. Amazing. We love Strike King. Has an awesome bait. They've sold more 6XDs than anything. I'm going to throw a white crappie crankbait on this bad boy. And it's unbelievable how these things work and how easy they are. So you line the eyeball. We actually have the eyeball cut out.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get a starting point. You start through the middle. And you slowly work that on the bait, okay? Come around the top, get that on there. We actually have them templated baits specific, so they go on perfect, all the baits, you know. So
the material that you're using stretches a little bit.
Oh, it's the best material out there. There's only one out there, and we got it, and it's pretty phenomenal. I mean, look how quick that is. Boom. You know how long it'd take to paint that thing? It'd be crazy. We used to paint them.
That's pretty amazing how quickly you can get that done. Now, durability. I mean, how long is this going to stay on the bait?
you'll lose it before it ever comes off. I mean,
it holds on better than a paint job, and we've got Chad Devers. He took a screwdriver on video, you know, and was scraping that thing on there. I mean, it's just durable. We want it to last, you know. We
didn't
want
no crash.
We didn't want no hokey pokey thing going on. I mean, it's the real deal.
That's amazing. Now you've launched. Well, let me go back to the baits. You said that real quick. What patterns? And what baits are these? Do you have custom templates to fit?
We got
right
a bunch
now?
And we got more coming. I mean, we got all our XD patterns, the DT1416, Jinko, Spro, Ben Parker Big Spoons, the Magnums. We got, the crawfish pattern. We got the old school wiggle wart colors.
Okay.
Which are crazy. And then, then we got our own colors for the wiggle wart, because some guys get stuck on a color and that's what they want, and it's ingrained in their mind. That's what gives them confidence to catch more fish.
Okay, and so you've got the 1.5, the
2.5? 1.5, 2.5. We got 8.0 square bill. I mean, we got all kinds of flavor. You have to get on the website, www.
Around 40 sizes.
Yeah. Okay.
40 and traps.
Do you have the Pete's Quiet Killer size? No, that's out of production.
I was going to say, probably not.
Very, very custom.
But we also teamed up with another company here a while back called Jack Baits, and they make a bladed jig called a scatter bait. You ever seen a bladed jig look that good?
Wow, look at that. That's super custom, guys.
Look at that.
A little flash and a little lifelike look at the same time.
Yeah. It definitely matters. I know, of course, B. Height talks a lot about blade coloration, and he prefers the dark stuff over the shiny gold and silver blades and stuff like that. So this really gives you some options here, and you can do a lot with it.
Yep.
For sure.
Absolutely.
We carry a jerkbait line also, from 110s to the Spro Mixed Stick to the RC Stick, the old Smithwick Rogue, and those colors are a little different, We carry a chartreuse crappie, a white crappie. This is my custom crappie. It's
jerk
called
Jerkbait.
Fishback Attack.
Master.
Okay.
It's good in a low water day or low cloudy day.
Right. Wow. Just so much versatility and being able to change so efficiently, which is what I love, man. I mean, I'm all about efficiency, and things change so fast. I mean, the light intensity on a place, it can go from rainy to sunny in a second, and you need different color patterns. And to be honest, it costs a fortune a lot of times to stock 15,000 different color patterns.
Yep. What's a mega bass cost?
I don't know, $150 a piece.
Right.
They did used to go for that, but they're 30 bucks a piece, right?
Yeah. Those are our average
what
bait
is your price?
Price
point?
$2 a bait.
$2 a bait.
To make them look.
And that's
the
both
realest,
sides.
Yeah.
That's both sides, $2.
Yeah. Yep. The average price, some's $1.75, some of them's $2.10. So the average price is $2 a piece to wrap a bait.
Excellent.
So, because it depends on the size of the bait.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, are these readily available? Or Tackle Warehouse? Where if guys want them, where can they get them?
We had a meeting this morning with Tackle Warehouse Academy. I mean, we got a lot going on right now. Right now, we're available on the website. We're in about a dozen stores: Rogers Sporting Goods, Lou's, Sportsman's Factory Outlet. We're just a 6-month-old company.
Yeah, we're selling most of them off the website right now. We're trying to build this thing up. Where
what's the website?
It's www.crankwraps.com, and we got all the flavors on there. And we got more to come.
Excellent.
So, yeah.
Well, I look forward to getting it on Tackle Warehouse.
Yes,
and because then they can buy it through the Bass University site.
Oh,
and
come on.
And our tackle shop. Yeah. I'm anxious. I see this making an angler so versatile. And what I do is I use clips. A clip for my crankbait, so that I can efficiently change colors, move back and forth.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
It moves. I was running, you're like, what does that damn thing?
It helps me move fast. I can find different depth zones and different color patterns that might trigger a bite. And this is along those lines. It just makes an angler so much more efficient. And it's good defense if you have a co-angler that's catching them on a color you don't have.
Absolutely. And, think of all the, I'm an older guy. I've been fishing 20-some years. I've got 400 or 500 baits that I pretty much discontinued, that's hung up, that's beat up, that I'll never throw again because of hook rash or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, make them new again in 15 seconds and get after it. All these high school kids, they get a lot of stuff donated to the school from maybe it's an old run that the color's not selling good. A company will donate it to them. Well, with this right here, they can make it the real thing.
Absolutely. I really like, and I like these big spoons. That's an option now, too.
Yeah.
I mean, a Magnum Ben Parker, we got them in the 8-inch, the 6.5, and then we got them down in the Strike King.
4.75.
Yeah, they're flutters and sexy spoons and all that stuff. But Yeah, I mean, that's just a little flash and a little look. You know, they get some of them, they get pressured, and they like that real-life look every once in a while.
Well, I mean, yeah, there's
matters,
no doubt.
You know?
There's no doubt that it matters. I mean, you know, to me, you know, we've got a priority list of things that are important in selecting a lure, and color is definitely key. Mm-hmm. You know, it's Absolutely. Something that we've all got to, be, you know, pay a lot of attention to, and these realistic colors are fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, do you have anything new that's coming out here?
You know, we actually have 19? One here that we might be getting. I mean, we're going to run... this is our perch pattern. I mean, it's just...
It's not out yet.
No. I mean, it's
yellow perch.
You know, I mean,
that's awesome.
Come on now.
Yep. Yeah, the perch...
Look at that thing.
And perch is key.
Well,
perch is king because, telling you, I fish up north, and, you know, when you find fish feeding on yellow perch, you find the winning fish.
That's right.
And that's where we're getting most of the feedback for people that are wanting it is the guys in the northern lakes. They're the ones hollering, you know, hey, do you guys carry a yellow perch?
Absolutely.
We're actually starting to get a little bit from the Kentucky Lake Tennessee River chain guys talking about a yellow bass color they're wanting.
That's right.
Have you seen that color?
I've seen yellow bass. Yellow bass are key down in Texas.
Really?
I know maybe in Tennessee you're getting requests, but those big giant bass down there feed on the yellows.
That's what we're hearing. So we're working with a big company here that's really wanting to maybe do a pack of that, you know, to match their stuff. So
get them herd bull bass, you know.
Yes, the biggins. That's what we like. You're a bass fisherman.
Oh, heck yeah, man. Ever since I was old enough to hold a bait caster, I stole my dad's only bait caster and wore it out.
Where did you grow up fishing?
I grew up in southern Iowa. And, I was blessed to grow up.
They got
in
bass out there?
Oh, my God. I got seven lakes. I got seven lakes near my house, so I'm able to switch around, you know. I love it. I live for it, you know. And I did Alaska for 5 years, guided fishing up there.
Did you
and
really?
And then I came back to bass fishing. And I'm having a great time, man. He's taught me a lot. This guy here, he's just unbelievable on the water. I've learned a lot from him and brung my fishing to a whole nother level. And we joined up, and we're big deer hunters, too.
Okay.
So that's actually how we met. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Oh. Awesome. I guess this doesn't apply to the deer hunting realm yet.
But not yet.
Hey, Figure out a way.
Whitetail adrenaline. Trust me. We build decoys to sneak up on them, and they're lifelike. So that kind of comes to that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Do you guys, you're from Iowa?
I'm from Missouri, Ozarks area.
Okay. Yeah. That's a little below there, right?
A little below there. Lake the Ozarks, Table Rock, you know, that area there, if you've heard of those lakes. So.
Yeah, I fished them all. I've failed to catch a fish in any of them, but fished them all. Now they're.
You need to go down and fish with this.
Yeah, they're tricky. They're tricky lakes.
Yeah,
down
they
there.
Can be, man.
The fish can move and change a lot, but the fishing is amazing down there.
For sure.
And in the clear water of, you know, the White River.
Yeah.
You know, the color's key. You know, it's got to be a bigger factor there than you would find in some of the dingy waters that I fish sometimes.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Absolutely.
They can see that bait coming from a little further away, a little deeper.
Yeah,
you know, the detail needs to be better. So yeah, you're right on that.
What is what's going on right on the White River right now? They in the tops of the standing timber.
To be honest with you, there's a heck of a topwater bite going on down
there.
Is that right? You know the Whopper Plopper right now. You know James Watson just seen him go by worldwide.
Yeah.
You know I hear he's busting a few down there on the Whopper Plopper now too.
He's been known to do that.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Or jacking them with a spoon.
He's got his own spoon. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got his own spoon. So.
Need to put a little bit of our love on that spoon.
Yeah.
Come on.
There you go. There you go.
The
topwater action is amazing. I would have thought the fish would have been deep out there.
You know, we're struggling with a thermocline issue in the Ozarks right now. And,
One
like we've never seen. You know, this spring, it went from cold to warm so fast that it flipped them fish. A lot of our lakes are having fish kills right now. We're seeing it on all of our lakes. And it's funny. It's the thermocline's changing so fast. It's killing a lot of fish that oxygen levels hinder the most on. We got a lot of big dead muskie, a lot of big dead drum and stuff floating in all our Ozark lakes right now. It's amazing.
No kidding.
And it's pushing those fish up into the shallow. The bass are, they kind of know, you know, they're a predator fish. They know to get up shallow when they're losing oxygen. And so, but that's what's making the topwater bite. All the fish are a lot shallower than they never have been this time of year.
Wow. Well, it's an amazing place to fish. It's a great training ground, great proving ground for baits like this because the water there, it's so clear you can see probably 10, 20 feet to the bottom in
places. Sometimes, yes, sir.
You know, so if you can make them bite with there, you can make them bite anywhere, you know. So it's great product. Man, so go check it out, guys, at crankwraps.com.
Absolutely.
And go check it out there. Look for it at Tackle Warehouse real soon. And man, I guess we'll see you guys here next time at iCast.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Pete.
Absolutely.
Man, and Bass University, it's awesome.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I mean, we're, you know, Bass University, we all want to help guys become better anglers, and man, this is a really nice tool that, and you know what else? Here's the other thing that I think is really key about this product before we go is you can carry, I'm looking at this, you can carry that anywhere, right? This can fit in your glove box.
There's 150 right there, man.
You can ride your bicycle to the lake and fish.
You can put that anywhere and have that as an option, you know, and that's such a critical factor because like you said, you know, I carry some basic colors, and I carry paint pens, I carry dipping dyes, I carry all this kind of stuff to be able to adjust, to be able to make changes. So this is going to be something that's going to help me, but mainly because my co-angler always catches more fish than me on a color that I don't have. So that's the reason. You gotta carry these different colors for defense.
Can't have that.
In that case, it's a defense thing as well. But hey, it's a really unique product. So easy to use, and you guys are doing great with it. I wish you continued success.
Thanks, man.
We'll leave you a pack. You try them out.
Why not? And we've said this all day. You guys weren't aware of it, but anything that's on this table stays on this table.
Hey, that's cool.
So, I borrowed this knife from the guy next door. You'll have to talk to him about it.
even the rest of that drink. That belongs here, too. And hey, everybody, thanks for watching Bass U TV. If you haven't subscribed yet, get over there. Subscribe to Bass U TV. We're going to give you a pack of Z-Man, TRDs, and Finesse Worms, the same ones that MDJ used to win the last Bassmaster Elite Tournament. And we've got a lot of great stuff coming. We appreciate you guys all being with us through iCast. We are still here live. We are going to be back live, I'm sure, with something later on today.
Maybe.
The Carpenter, we've got more. We still got more winners to cover, but we're going to be back. Maybe we'll see Ike. Maybe not. But we appreciate you guys being with us all through the weekend. I'm Pete Gluzak for Bass University TV.